Emes, Atahu Adon Amecha, Melech Gibor Rivivam. True, you are the master for your people and a mighty king to take up their grievance. Shimon Schwab explains that in peacetime and under normal circumstances, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of his people. He provides for us and he offers us his special care, his special protection. Even though we might not be able to feel his presence so overtly, he might not make it known, we might not even be aware of his protection. Nonetheless, he's always there. We know this, as Pasuk in Tehillim. Hinei le'yanim v'le'yishan shemei Yisrael. Hashem neither slumbers nor sleeps. However, under abnormal circumstances, when there are wars and there are disputes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't just Adon la'amecha. He's Melech Gibor l'riv rivam. He acts as our powerful king who wages our wars. His presence becomes known. That was true at the Hanukkah story. It's been true throughout Jewish history. When Tia Melech Gibor, L'Riv Rivam, when he takes up our grievance. Schwab says this statement of truth is an introduction to the focus of Tefillah. Remembering it Tzias Mitzrayim. Remembering Hashem's Hashkacha. And therefore, Emes, Ato Rishim, Ato Achrin. True, you're the first, you're the last. It's a statement of truth that Hashem is the one who waged our battles. Be it the first battle at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Be it the last battle at the Geula Achrayna. And every single battle in between. Umi Balodecha. Without you, we have no other king, redeemer, or savior. And therefore, during all of Jewish history, all the other redemptions were and are only as a result of Hashem's personal intervention above. Although it might have seemed that throughout Jewish history there had been hest upon him, in reality, aside from you, Hashem, there's no one else who fought our wars and saved us from destruction. What's the difference between a Goyal and a Moshiach? Geula is a complete redemption. Yeshua is a partial salvation, which is the immediate relief of a problem at hand. But it's not a complete resolution of the overriding problem. So, for example, we don't say Halal on Purim because it wasn't a complete Geula. It's true, there was a Yeshua. Shuasan. It was a Yeshua. Nonetheless, the Gemara says the immediate danger might have been averted. Ba'akati avdi d'achashverish amam. We were still slaves of Achashverish. Interestingly enough, though, Nes Chanukah, that was a Geula. Why? Because the Jewish people were redeemed and freed from the rule of any outside government. And therefore, after Nes Chanukah, we had Malchus Yisrael for over 200 years. That didn't mean that the Chashmonaim were tzaddikim later on in the time of the second Beis Hamikdash. But nonetheless, the Nes Chanukah with its Geula created an opportunity for 200 years for Klal Yisrael to reestablish ourselves as a nation that would deserve the Geula Shlema. Unfortunately for us, we missed it then. Halavai, halavai. Klal Yisrael should be zeicha the Geula Shleima b'kol mamash.